Good afternoon, everyone. And in theme with today's summit about psychology, discipline, money management, I will be talking today about a very powerful strategy, and that is the position sizing strategy. And believe me, it is a trading strategy, because if you don't have the correct size, you could either blow up your account, or you can make very little profits or no profits at all. And we're also going to discuss a little bit about money management and trailing. I hope that we're going to have enough time to share some more charts for today. And of course, I will be taking questions at the end of this presentation, if you should have any, in regards to position sizing and money management. And as I have promised yesterday, I will be sharing with you today some personal stats about in regards to my trading, what I do for my trading. But before we continue, please take a second to read the risk disclaimer. And basically what we're saying here is that all information provided today is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice. Definitely, I'm not advising anybody to buy, sell, futures options, forex, or definitely any instrument, because trading involves a really high level of risk and is definitely not suited for all traders and investors, because you could lose money. So before deciding to trade, please put in the work, get educated, also consider your objectives, your level of experience, and risk appetite. And this is what we're going to talk about in here today, about risk. All right. So for those of you that do not know me, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade, swing trade, and actively invest in the futures and the equities markets. I have been doing this professionally for over 20 years. And actually, I gave up my job 20 years ago just to get into day trading. I did have my long-term money in the market. I've always been a swing trader and an investor. But let me tell you something. When I decided to go into day trading, it was a whole different ballgame. You were dealing with the price rush going up, down, sideways. It was just insane. Just being able to follow the price action. But I did get my trading education, so I understood very early on that you need to have the trading education in order to pursue something, just like in any other occupation. Prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. And I'm also the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system. And the reason why I'm the designer is because I cannot take credit for literally inventing technical analysis, which has been around for many, many years. And basically what I have done is I have added things that I found very useful into the market. So I have noticed that the price action reacts at certain times, and these are called trigger times and reactionary times. These are two different things, and that there are setups that work better sometimes than other times. So for example, if you got into a trade and if you know, it was a perfect trade, and most of the time you have these perfect trades that are lining up on support or resistance, you get it long or short, you get into the trade, but shortly after the trade triggers, and instead of going your way, so you're invested, you're in the trade, it turns around and you're having a stop loss. So I have noticed this, and I did a research. And in fact, I did I did have a really good mentor. He's an institutional trader on Wall Street. And I've told him my findings, and he was very impressed. In fact, he took that information and ran with it. I'm not allowed to disclose what he did with that information, but you will see more and more reaction around those times. And you could mention my name for that. So anyway, so price support resistance is very important. These are layers of, there are actually 8 to 9 layers of price support resistance. Supply and demand only represents about 10 to 15%, let's say 20% of the equation, but it's not everything. And oftentimes, if you find that you take trades right off support or resistance and they fail, it's because you don't have confluence. And confluence is something that you need to have in your trading in order for you to have that extra layer of confidence. And actually, confluence is when two to three or even more areas of support collide at around the same level, that is when the price action is likely to hold into that area, or the price action is definitely going to have a reaction into that area. Also specialized in trigger times, like I've mentioned earlier, there are these specific times within the market. And we do have webinars where we talk about this. We have three webinars where we talk about these trigger times, and I share them with everybody. When we talk about specifics, where we talk about day trading, whether stocks or futures, or any kind of day trading for that matter. They are very, very powerful. There are only a few of these available for the New York training session. Yes, they can be applicable to the, but they're different, obviously, to the London session as well. They're not applicable to the Asian session because the Asian session is way too thin and it's lacking algorithmic trading. All right, so I also specialize in specific price zones, whether I'm swing trading stocks or swing trading commodities or futures or what have you. Anything that is chartable, I can trade because I have price information. And these specific price zones are very important. You need to take in, you need to take consideration of these. These are the best kept secret of all institutional traders because these are the leg in zone or the leg out zone. You see, institutions cannot buy or sell five contracts like I do or 10 contracts or what have you. They need to get a really huge amount of contract. Let's say they leg in with 100,000 contracts or something along those lines. And what they do is they layer their entries in at these four price points. All right. And then I'm a true believer, not a true believer, but I always trade with chart synchronicity and divergency. Like, for example, today, have you noticed that Dow is weaker today, whether you're looking at the Dow because you're watching the stock market and it is a must. You need to watch the Dow. You need to watch the SPY, the Qs, and Russell. It is mandatory and you need to compare the stock that you're trading with these indices. If you're not doing this, you have to start doing it now because this is how you determine the relative strength or weakness or the synchronicity or divergency of whatever you're trading. So for example, the Dow today was weaker and we're noticing that even Russell was weaker, the S&P is weaker, but we're noticing a little bit of relative strength where in NASDAQ, in the Qs, right? In the Qs, Qs are a little bit stronger today. They have not violated all of the lows. And in fact, today we did we actually had two day trades today in the Dow because it had a little bit of more tradable void than the S&P. So you have to really choose what works for you in the particular pattern. So it's not like, oh, I'm just trading S&P, oh, I'm just trading NASDAQ, or I'm just trading YM. You need to trade the index. For example, if you're day trading, because I'm day trading futures, I only trade a couple hours a day and then I'm done. I'm going to show you the results from just trading 2 hours a day in a few moments. And you're going to have to wait and determine which index is more likely to run in either direction. So I took the Dow long today and right after the open, but into a rotational time. So I took that for a short squeeze for a little bit of profit. And then we had it for close to about almost 100 points to the downside. And now I see that it's bleeding a little bit more. So we do have a target level, not only at 33,000 that we discussed in the trading room today, but much, much lower than that. So anyways, so again, I also apply strict setup trading rules. And yesterday we discussed trading rules. You have to be a very disciplined trader and know exactly what you want out of the market and respect your rules. And like I said, it doesn't have to be super sophisticated. You could actually have one post-it or two post-its right onto the screen that you're trading. So every single time when you're looking at the market, you're looking at the post-its to make sure that you're in sync with your game plan. All right. So the most important part of money management, guys, is position sizing. A side of position sizing is managing your trade. And why do I say that position sizing is more important? Because position sizing is going to make you or break you as a trader. Many traders out there consider that if you're a futures trader, if you have a predetermined, let's say account size, let's say you have $30,000 in your account size, a lot of these individuals are trading up, let's say a two standard contract size. Well, that is completely wrong because Whenever you're getting in a trade, and I have plenty of chart examples right here, whenever you're getting in a trade, you're going to have price fluctuation. You're going to have a difference between the entry and the stop. The entry and the stop is always going to differ compared to the parameters that they're setting. They're either going to do a buy setup, a sell setup. They're either going to do a breakout or breakdown, a doji up or down, or whatever the strategy may be that you're using. They're going to have different stops, and your results are going to always fluctuate, because sometimes you're going to be risking $500 on a trade. Sometimes you can risk $1,000 on a trade. Sometimes you can risk $3,000 on a trade, or sometimes you may use only $50 on a trade. So that is right from the get-go, really hard to manage, because your risk is fluctuating, where your risk needs to be completely the same on each and every single trade. So here's our agenda for today. Today, we will be talking about position sizing, which represents the key to consistency. If you apply position sizing correctly and the risk to reward levels on per trade, and if you know how to calculate these two elements, you will rock the market. What I mean by that is that you can be wrong, and write this down. You can be wrong 60% of the time. So you can be wrong 60% of the time, and you can make money and fast track your portfolio, and your portfolio is going to be green at the end of the year. That's right. So you can be right only basically 40% of the time. So this gives you an edge. Why would you not adapt? Because a lot of traders focus on, oh, just give me the trading strategy. Just give me this and that. No, first of all, you need to handle position sizing. You know how to handle this, and it's really super simple. I'm going to show you how to do it. We actually provide all the tools to our traders, so it makes it literally so easy. It makes it stress-free, easy to apply, easy to trade, easy to manage. Now, how to determine your position sizing is what we're going to be talking about next, and how you can determine your risk tolerance, because there are different level traders. You may have even a $10,000 account size, and if you take a trade where you risk $100, you may feel the heat, because that $100 for you is probably equivalent of $10,000. It feels like you're managing $10,000. And if you cannot stand the heat, you have to go down in size. One of the reasons traders mismanage their trades is because they have too much size that they can handle. And I don't care if they're trading with $10,000 risk per trade or $100 risk per trade, because everybody is different based upon your account size that we're going to talk about next as well. And we're also going to talk about the importance of calculating your position size, and you don't have to be a math whiz to do that. And of course, we're going to talk about the feeling towards a trade that should never determine your size. Because you see, there are many traders out there that say, oh, I feel so good about, you know, the Qs right here going a little bit higher because they're still holding. So when I'm going to take a trade right now, let's say in the Qs, I'm going to wait for a setup. So here's the thing. They have part of the equation right, because they're waiting for a setup, because they're waiting for a strategy to kick in. But at the same time, they go by the gut feeling. They go like, oh yeah, I feel that it's going to go higher. I see it probably go a little bit higher. And what they do is they risk more. Okay. So for example, if their risk per trade is $500, they're going to go like, I feel like this is going to go higher. I'm going to risk $1,000 on this one because I really feel good. See, that gut feeling is not good at all. You should always go by math. You should always go by your risk level and not going up or down. When should you up your size? Is when your account grows by 50%. And when your account grows by 50%, then you can up your size and recalculate your position size. And we're going to show you how to do in just a few more slides. So analyzing your trade in terms of risk to reward ratio will allow you to focus on the most important aspect of trading, which is position sizing, which needs to be part of your money management plan. So if you're lacking that trading plan, which is super essential, and take it from me, when I first started day trading, I took about 3 trading classes, which were all amazing. And I've learned like tons, like literally they you know, took me from student and put me somewhere, not professional trader, but they put me somewhere really, really, really high. It was not until I received my mentorship and I continued my mentorship for months and months and months and months. And I still keep in touch with my mentor because we still discuss the psychological level, the technicality of trades, what's new on Wall Street and so on and so forth, what's new with algorithms. And I keep in touch because we need to see, because the market is always evolving, okay? But you need to have that trading plan, because I did not have that. In my first 3 months of trading, day trading, I did not have my trading plan. And by the way, this is not something that you need to have only for day trading, but you need to have it for your swing trading. And why not? For your investing, because we may have some pretty good investing opportunities this year. And I'm just saying that. Let's just see what happens in August and past August, September, October, November. We'll see. We may be able to pick up some stocks really dirt cheap. Anyways, so have a trading plan and have a money management set in place. I'm going to give you the key here today about position sizing, and this should be number one. The next thing that you need to do is learn how to manage your trade. I, in my courses, teach my students how to trail, and we apply three trailing strategies, and they're not percentage strategies, they're price action strategies, because I don't believe in percentage strategies, because the price definitely can fluctuate. So if you're a technical trader and if you're using percentage trailing, you're doing it wrong. Okay. So how much to allocate per trade? We have been talking about this position sizing, and you guys go like, I don't know how much I should allocate for the trade to be, you know, a winner or to, you know, grow my account. Well, I'm going to tell you exactly how you need to do that. But before that, take a look at this. Winner, chicken dinner. Too much risk, right? What happens if you apply too much risk? You can blow up your account. Let's say you have a $30,000 account, right? Let's say you have a $30,000 account. And by the way, do you know who gets killed first? Small account holders. Because in the futures market, you can open an account with as little as $5,000, because that is how the brokerages are set up. And we don't have the day trading pattern rule in the futures market. So it's a little bit more accessible, but it's a more wicked market than the stock market. If you're trading futures, it's stocks on steroids, but it's also, if you know how to handle it and if you know how to trade it, it's not that much different than the stock market. Not that much different. Same charts, same candlesticks. And if you know how to handle price action and volatility, you're good to go. So if you apply too much risk, let's say for this example, for $5,000, because this is where the traders get slaughtered. Guess what? Most of the traders, and because of the huge risk levels that are right now in the market from the setup, the trader can go in negative very quickly. Why? Because they're applying too much risk. They're typically using 30 to 50% of their account as risk. Do you think that's right? Do you guys think that applying 30% or 50% of the account is right? No, it's not. They're looking for the home runs, and that is completely wrong. And then they blow up their account, and guess what? They're going back to the drawing board. They're saving, or they're opening with one of those brokerages that allow you to open an account with $500. I mean, seriously, what are you going to do with $500? Are you going to make a living? You guys are here to learn how to make a living from the market. Am I right? You want financial freedom. You want to get to from point A to point B and stop worrying about anything else. I can show you, I can be that person for you that can show you how to get there. And I have the results that prove that what I'm talking is real. So if you apply too much risk, definitely you're on the risk of blowing up your account. If you're applying too little risk, you're going to have too little of a winner. And typically, these are the types of individuals that get into the market, start trading micros, and start trading one micro per trade or two micros per trade, regardless of their account size. So they don't position size. That's not going to do anything for your account, because remember, the price action is always going to fluctuate. The price action is always going to give you different risk. What is risk? The difference between the entry and the stop, correct? And sometimes you can have a risk, for example, if you're trading stocks of 20 cents, sometimes you can have a risk of 50 cents, sometimes you can have a risk of a dollar. So what happens then? If your risk per trade is not determined, sometimes you're going to lose a dollar, sometimes you're going to lose 10 cents, sometimes. So it's all over the place. Same goes with futures. In the futures market, for example, each of the indices are different because 1 point in the Dow is $5, 1 point in S&P is $50, 1 point in NASDAQ is $20, and so on. But the stops can be different. So for example, you could have a stop in the Dow of 10 points, okay? And you could have a very good trade, let's say, and that is about $50, right? And if you stop out, you lose $50. But what happened if you have a stop of 10 points in S&P, right? S&P $1.5, and you're going to have a loss of $50. So all of a sudden, you have one loss of $50 and you have another loss of $500, which is not good because you need to keep the risk the same. Okay, so position sizing will determine how many contracts or shares you're going to take per trade according to your account size and your daily loss limit. Position sizing should be determined by your account size. So now I want everybody to go into your accounts and see how much money you have in your account. What does that P&L, what does that account say? How much money do you have in your account? And now based on that account, now you're going to be able to calculate how much you need to risk on each and every single trade. But it's also a correlation with the risk tolerance. So what is risk tolerance? That is the personal tolerance. Because I may have an account of $1 million, but I may not want to risk $100,000 on each and every single trade, right? Because that makes me uncomfortable watching the P&L go up 20, 30,000 at a time. So that means that your risk tolerance is lower than that. So if you have that really big account, day trading account, for example, of, let's say $1 million, you know, you could go down in size and say, hey, I'm at the starting phase. I'm going to be risking just $500 on each and every single trade. But again, I highlight it, the chart is going to dictate what your entry and your stop could be and your position sizing. Okay, so we're going to get more in depth in a second. The success of the trade can only be considered if you take risk into consideration. So before taking the trader needs to evaluate what? The risk, right? Which is the difference between the entry and the stop and the potential reward. You see, there are many traders out there that make tons of mistakes when it comes to targets. They think that if, for example, I have, you know, let's talk about Apple, for example. Apple is going to report after the close. Let's say we have a trade in Apple. Let's say we have a day trade in Apple. If Apple has an entry, I don't know, let's say at $160, let's say $160 even, and has a stop of $165.50. So it has a 50 cent risk, right? It has a 50 cent risk. But the next resistance is at 166.20. So you can't even accommodate, right? One R. So let's say you're risking 50 cents, but then you're gaining 20 cents into your target because on the chart, that is your area of resistance. Now, these types of trades are called asymmetric because an asymmetric trade is a trade that has an inverse correlated risk to reward ratio. So it means that you're applying too much risk and your reward may be very tiny, if any. And these trades should be skipped. Now, if you're a stock trader, you have over 6,000 stocks or even more to choose from. If you're a futures trader, if you don't have the size and if you don't have the pattern that accommodates a good risk to reward ratio, if that, you know, let's say a trade that will go into a tradable void, then guess what? You will not be taking the trade and you will wait another setup for it. And then there's the good risk, and this is for traders, right? When they see a good tradable void and the possibility of the price running into resistance without any kind of interruption, okay? So before initiating a trade, according to your trading plan, traders need to determine what? They need to determine the risk for the trade, okay? They need to determine the risk for the trade. How much money am I going to risk on this trade? And that's a dilemma for many traders that are starting off. Now, the norm says that any trader should risk between 1% and 3% per trade. And again, it has to be within one person's risk tolerance. So you have to be very comfortable with the loss. Because remember, in trading is not like you're working, you know, for Target. You go to work, you punch in the card, and then you go home after 8 hours. No, in trading, you're risking every single day. But you want your winners to be larger and bigger and, you know, more winners than losers, right? So before we go into any further, I asked you guys earlier to look at your account size. Now, if you're not consistently profitable, and I mean by quarter by quarter by quarter, please try to risk 1% or even less than 1% depending on your account size, but 1% should be suffice. So if you have an account size, for example, of $10,000, and if you are a beginner trader, you should be risking 1%, or you can even go as down as 0.5%. You're at the beginner stage. Remember, you're still into the learning process. And if you are not really confident in your strategies, if you're, you know, doing the, pretty much testing the market to see, you know, to determine your trading skills, or just trying to, you know, swim with the sharks out there, then definitely go a little bit, lower in size, because you're into your discovery phase. If you're well-educated, then you have strategies that you already know, handle, and you just apply to the market, and then you can use 1%. I apply 1% for my trading account, for my trades. You're going to see them in just a few moments. And of course, let's get back to this. So you need to have the risk for the trade. Everybody has a different risk based on your account size, right? And the potential reward. The potential reward is calculated by the chart, not by you. So the chart needs to tell you if it has room to go or not. And that it falls into the category good trade, asymmetric trade. Okay, but how do you do that? Well, first of all, you go down into technicals, right? It's all about technical analysis. So if you want to be a technical trader, then you're going to be literally a stress-free trader. You're not going to worry about anything else. So technical patterns will determine your entries, will determine your stops. Remember, yesterday we talked about a little bit about entries, and we talked about the importance of the trigger point and having the patience to wait for that confirmation. Trigger points are confirmation that if the price goes above or below, you're going to be bullish above or bearish below. So entry stops are determined by the technical charts. Not me. You do not have the right. I do not have the right to establish stops. The stops are determined by price action and nobody else. Targets. Targets are determined by price action, by the technical chart, and not by me, not by you. The charts are going to tell us exactly where we need to have, the calculation for the next reward level. The risk. Risk is calculated, again, by the chart and by you, because the risk is the difference between the entry and the stop. That is the risk. And based on this risk, you're going to be using a position size calculator that is going to show you how many shares or contracts you can fit into that risk. And by the way, if you can't fit any, then you should not be taking the trade. And then the reward is the best possible outcome of the trade if it will get hit, right? So let's get into a little bit of technicals here. I have a chart that shows a really wide range. Now this chart is into a uptrend. As you guys can see here, the price action is moving pretty smoothly to the upside, and it's consolidating into the highs, right? Just before this breakout, it was consolidating into the highs right here. This is a breakout pattern. In case you haven't seen that, this is the breakout pattern. The moving averages that I use are the 10 exponential moving average, the 20 simple moving average, the 50 simple moving average, and I'm using the 200 simple moving average. I'm using very simple technicals. On the bottom, I have my volume. I need to see the volume because I want to evaluate the market participation. I don't trade stocks that are trading below 1 million shares on a day. I want stocks that are very liquid. I want market participants to love them, either to the upside or to the downside. I want huge participation because I don't want to have any spreads. I don't want to have any surprises. And oftentimes these stocks are have a much better follow through into targets. So let's talk about this scenario right here. I have determined that my entry, and by the way, there are three ways in which you can trade ranges. I'm only going to talk about the one option here, which the entry is above the range, which is the easiest way to trade. So this is your entry to the long side. Okay. This is your long entry. Right here. This is your stop. So the pop-up above any kind of high that you see here, the highest point, that will represent the confirmation breakout, right? So you want the price to make sure that it's taking out this prior high and this prior highest point. Because once it prints that number, the price action is pretty set for a massive breakout. Take a look at this volume that came out in here. So these are institutions. Institutions, this is the power of institutional trading. They're taking the price definitely higher in this case. Now, we need to determine the risk for this trade. So we know where the entry is just before this happens, right? Because you're watching it, you're placing alerts. So we know where the breakout point is going to be. So we know where our desired area to enter the trade is. And by the way, everything should be calculated. I only trade, even when I'm day trading, I'm only using limit orders. I know in advance where I want my entries, whether I'm swing trading or day trading or investing. So I know everything ahead of time. And that gives me plenty of time to pre-plan for my trade, position size, you know, determine the target areas and so on. So here we have the entry, here we have the stop. Now, the difference between the entry and the stop is the risk, right? Okay, so here it is. Here it is again. So this is the entry, this is the stop. The entry is at 280, the stop is at $260. Now, if your risk per trade, let's say you have a $10,000 account, right? And your risk per trade is $100. Now, on a risk of 1%, the difference between 280 and 260 is $20. So if I take the $100, my risk per trade, and divide it by 20, I'm getting my position size, okay? Or you can use a calculator. Okay, I'm going to show you the calculator that I provide my clients. If you don't want to do the math, you just put in the numbers in the calculator. So it makes it like literally super easy. So now you know that if you're a swing trader, if you have $10,000 in your account, and if you are risking 1%, that means $100, you're going to be taking the trade with 5 shares. And if you lose on this trade, you're not going to lose more than $100. Now, on a $1,000 risk per trade, if that is, you can risk $1,000 if you have an $100,000 account. And once you make these rules for yourself, it's going to be so much easier for you to trade because you're going to focus more on the pattern because these are the mechanics of the trade. So the risk per trade, obviously 1%, or if you're swing trading, if you have a really good track record, you could go as far as 2% or even 3%. Your risk is the same, it's $20. It's the difference between the entry and the stop. Now I'm taking $1,000 and I'm dividing it by 20, and that gives me how many shares I can take this trade with, which is 50 shares. Right. So if I'm using $1,000 risk, then I can take this trade long with 50 shares. Everything good so far, guys? Okay. Now I'm going to ask, is this trade worth taking? So remember, I'm doing all this pre-planning work before I get into the trade. I'm not getting into the trade just chaotically with the number of shares that I cannot handle, and they're not calculated exactly because you have to use 1R. A lot of traders get in trades and they go like, oh my God, this is terrible. I just lost in this trade. I lost so much. Those kind of traders deserve to lose because those type of traders, guess what? They don't position size and they risk 2 or 3 or 5 R's. These are the traders that are going to blow up their accounts. Why do you think the success rate of day trading, swing trading, and definitely working into the market is less than 10%? All right. So here's the thing. Is this trade worth taking? I'm going to ask, is it? Well, look at where the next resistance target is. The next resistance target is into the 320 to 325. You see this little rectangle right here? This is the next resistance. You can see here that this pop-up just took out the prior high over here. So we have a trigger of a brand new high. And this is the swing target, okay? This is the swing target for it. This, by the way, this is a swing trade. It could be very well patterned for a day trade. It doesn't matter. It's the same type of calculation, all right? So risk $20, right? $20, the difference between the entry and the stop. Reward $320, right? In this area right here, $320 minus $280 from our entry, that's $60. Now, is it worth taking the trade? By all means, yes, because it could accommodate you more than two or three to one risk to reward ratio. And this is ideal. So the potential reward for this trade is three times. So that means that if I'm risking $100 here, I may be getting, based on the strong technicals that we're seeing in the pattern, I may be getting what? Three R's. I may be getting $300. Okay. So for each $100 that I risk, I'm going to be getting $300. And if I'm risking $1,000, I'm expecting $3,000. Okay. So the success of the trade can only be measured in terms of risk. If you don't determine the risk, the outcome is going to be a disaster. And I know there are traders out there that are using a standard risk, which is wrong. And we're going to show you in a second on the technical chart. And they call themselves technical traders. And it's so funny because they use technical charts. They get in, they use, let's say, a 3-point stop, and the standard. This is standard, for example. And most of them are trading yes, because they don't know more enough to push forward. So they're stuck into that yes. That's why yes is one of the heaviest traded indices, for example, if you're trading futures. And that is because, they don't know how to evaluate the market. But in fact, you have to go by whatever is moving in the market and not your personal preference, okay? And not your, don't have blinders on. Keep an open mind. Take a look at all the indices. See what's going on, because you're always going to have something that is happening differently. So, for example, most of the time, the S&P is going to be the one that is going to be, the one that is going to, the trades are going to be like watching paint dry most of the time, where you're going to have NASDAQ rallying, you're going to have or dropping, or the Dow. These are prone to more fluctuation. Do you guys know why? Well, the S&P is comprised of 500 stocks, while the Dow only 30. So it's much more easy to evaluate and much more easy to for 30 stocks to move the index than 500 stocks to move the index. You know what I mean? And for NASDAQ has 100 stocks under it. Okay, so that is if you're trading the Qs, the SPYs, diamonds as well. It's equivalent to that. So let's move on to the next, determining your risk tolerance. So risk is correlated to your account size. Traders should not risk more than 1-3% per trade. And now that they have that set amount of risk per trade, you need to figure out how many contracts or shares you need to take the trade with. And another very important element is deciding how many trades you will take per day. All right. So here we go. Now that, let's say you're a day trader, and then I'm going to give you the example for a swing trader. You're a day trader. So now you know, it's like, okay, so now I know that I'm going to be risking 1% for each and every single trade. Now, how many trades am I allowed to trade per day? Because you're not going to keep on hitting it over and over and over and over and over again, right? So my strategy calls for between 3 to 5 trades a day. I'm allowing myself 3 to 5 trades a day. Do I take 3 to 5 trades a day? Maybe or maybe not. Most of the time, 99, I would say 95% of the time, no. Okay. But by allowing yourself to have wiggle room, by allowing yourself to have more trades, you have a better chance in case you're, for example, having a first losing trade. And if you identify another trade that fits your trading plan, fits your criteria, you do your position sizing and all that stuff, you can take that trade and actually get yourself out of the hole. Because you see, and I'm not going to cover it here, this is something that we teach in class, this is how you recover from a hole. Because if you're risking the same amount, guess what? It's so easy to get out of that hole. Because let's say I have a losing trade and I have 1 hour down. Big deal. Big deal. That is a drop in an ocean of trades. It's 1 hour. My account had 100 hours, right? So what I do is if I lose that trade, I look and see, evaluate if I have another trading opportunity. If I have another trading opportunity, I go for it. What do? I risk again 1 hour. Okay. So 1 hour, let's say $100. I lost $100. I see another trade. I'm getting in that trade, but whoops, I stopped out of that second trade, $200 down. Now, if you're using position sizing, you can get out of that hole so fast because your third trade, you take your third trade. And then if that third trade starts working, remember you're risking again 1 hour. And if it runs into target, you can make those three, let's say you make 2 hours, it only needs to go 2 hours up. You're covering the first loss and the second loss. That is the secret behind it. You can easily come out of any losing trades. And if you're a swing trader, you do the same thing, okay? You absolutely do the same thing. We respect your R. All right, risk tolerance. I was mentioning this before. If you have $100, like $100,000 account size, and you go like, hey, you know what? My 2%. Let's say I'm gonna be risking 2%. I know what I'm doing. I'm consistently profitable. I'm gonna be risking $2,000 on a trade. Okay, if that's you, that's fine. Okay, if your risk tolerance and the way you handle it, that's fine. But think about this. If you're down 2 hours, right? And if, or 3 hours, that's $6,000 risk per day, right? Because you're allowing yourself, let's say, three trades in a day. So that could be $6,000 on a day. Think about if you're hitting a, and if you're not consistently profitable, and if you're hitting a losing streak, that could mean $30,000 of your account size. So that may not be in sync with you, especially if you're into the beginner stage. If you're and you can reduce your risk tolerance to whatever you need to have it where you feel comfortable that if you lose, it's not going to produce any kind of damage for your account and for you psychologically. So bottom line is that risk tolerance can be different than your textbook risk portrayal. And this is the only example, right? You have a huge account, but you can't handle the heat from that account. Traders should be super comfortable with the position size. So in case they lose that amount, that which can mean 3 to 5 trades, this should not be devastating for any kind of account, okay? Too big and you can mix manage, too big and you can take profits way too early or exit right after a turning point. So keep in mind, the size is very important. So for example, if you have a $500 account size, you're using 1%, the size should be, for example, $5,000 risk per trade. This is the only invariable part of your trading plan. So if your account has $500,000 now into it, your risk per trade is $5,000 if you know what you're doing. If not, you could go down to $500 until you learn how you handle the market. Size will not change unless your account grows by at least 40 to 50%. The conviction for the trade has nothing to do with position sizing. Nothing to do, I'm confident that this price is going to go up. I'm going to risk 3 hours in this one. No, that's the time when it's going to fail. And if you don't respect it, your P&L is going to be all over the place. You want to keep your P&L the same way you keep, like, for example, in diabetes, you keep your blood sugar. You need to keep your blood sugar or you need to keep your blood pressure, right, into a balance. The same thing you need to do with your account. The only variable aside is the distance between the entry and the stop, and that's pretty much it. Now, let's get down technical with charts. So here is an example of an entry and a stop. right? This is the entry. This is the top. It's technical. It's followed by a pullback. It's tap into the 20 SMA. The price is triggering above the 200 SMA above this inside high. So the entry is 36.45. The stop is down here, 36.20. Target one is going to be into the 36.80. In fact, this we're not going to be discussing, you know, how do you calculate targets in here. But there was a target at 36.80. And in fact, that's an institutional point right there. And your target two is going to be into 3,700. So risk is 20 points. The difference between the entry and the stop is 20 points. Your reward is 55 points. So that's 2.75 ours. Okay. Risk on a risk of $5,000. You can take five contracts. Your reward is going to be 13,750. Okay. Now, position sizing math for futures is a bit different because of the different size contract. This is why most of the traders never position size, because they either don't get it or they're too lazy. The big misconception about futures is that if you have a certain amount size, a certain count size, you can trade a standard one or two or X contracts, okay? But they're different because you see the Dow, you know, the point is $5, here is $20, here is $50, Russell is $50, oil is 100, et cetera. So they're all different, okay? So for example, for a $500,000 account size that I showed you before, the 1% risk is what? $5,000. If you have, and this is where it becomes really cool, right? Because having this calculator is going to show you that you don't even need to have a brain in order to trade. And by the way, trading is photographic. Everything is photographic memory. It's how you remember winning patterns, okay? So it's photographic memory with this calculator, which literally makes it super stress-free. So if you have, let's say, a risk level, the difference between the entry and the stop, let's say you're trading S&P, and if you have, let's say, a stop of 7 points, you know automatically how many contracts you're going to be getting. 14, boom. You're not going to be taking 10 and you're not going to be taking 17. You're going to be taking 14 because that is your number, okay? Now, these are some account stats. We're going to get into, you're going to see my performance from January, and I do have my performance and oh my gosh, since I couldn't ever remember. And this is public information for all my traders to see. And also you can, I also have performance by contract on our website of all the trades that I do. So this is for an example for January. And now what I want to show you here is the size of my trades. Do you guys see any kind of constant over here? No, and it shouldn't be. Do you see me hitting, 10 contracts? No, it's because it's the difference between the entry and the stop. And by the way, my position size is $5,000. These are all my trades, all of them. With the winners, with the losses, with the break-evens, I don't care. They're all my trades. I love them all. But when, on one side, I have 14 contracts. Here, I took a trade with 12. Here, it's 12. Here, 6. Here, 5. Here, 12. Here, 10. 5 here, 10 here, 10 here, 10 here. So you can see that this varies, right? Because I position size. And the more you understand how you position size, and the sooner you understand how to position size, the better it is. This is, this is January. This is an older slide. This is January from the swing trading, okay? I run a swing trading program. I run a day trading program, okay? This is the results that you're getting by being in the program. So I call the trades. I manage the trades for you. Basically all you have to hit there, you have to be there and listen and click the button where I'm entering. That's it. And then I manage it for you and so you know exactly where you need to exit. So it's literally like, I'm like an algo that is spitting out trades. Okay. So you can see here that the sizes are different for each and every single trade. Here I have a thousand shares. Here I have 2,222. I have 4,000, 2,500, 2,000, 600 shares over here. Only 600 shares, 5,000 shares here, 10,000 shares. What do you think was different here? It was the difference between the entry and the stop, entry and the stop, entry and the stop, entry and the stop, and position sizing, right? So here's my May trading, okay? You're going to go like, oh, yeah, I don't know. That status from, so I wanted to update it. I didn't have time to update everything, but you go like, okay, so how much money did you make? And we're going to give you the stats from January to this year, to date. So May trading, this is May trading. Do you guys see here the fluctuation, 10 contracts, 4 contracts, 5 contracts, 20 contracts, 14 contracts, 8 contracts, 20 contracts, 8 contracts. This is my own position sizing. This is the difference between the entry and the stop, entry and the stop, entry and the stop, entry and the stop. By the way, in GC, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. We're up like, it went like to 80. So $6,000 per contract, $6,000 per contract. And by the way, I have 20 contracts. Oh my gosh, isn't it cool? Do the math, guys. This is how much you can make when your position size, you could grow your account. So then you get to a certain account size where you don't need to grow it anymore. So what I do is I don't grow my account. I don't need to grow my account. I don't want to go above these levels. I have enough money to pay my bills, to do everything else, put into my investing account. I don't need to grow my account. Okay. So I can take money at the end of each month, take my profits. That's what I do. I take my profits at the end of each month. All right. This is January 1st. For those of you that are saying, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this works with this position size, it looks kind of hard. It's like, it's actually super simple. May 1st to May 4th. Today's May 4th, right? May the 4th be with you, by the way. Are there any Star Wars fans in here? Just type a one. Okay. So this is the growth from January till May. I literally doubled my account from January. It's like May 4th. So we have 4 months, doubled my account. All right. You can see it, right? All right. So here's the interesting part. This is the accumulated returns. This is how much I made from January till May 4th, because I took 2 trades today. These are the returns on winners, returns on losers. Do you see the difference? Winners, losers, biggest profit. This was gold. A couple of months ago, we initiated the trade. I closed it last month in April. I closed this trade last month. Biggest loser, 10,000. Okay. Biggest loser, 10,000. Okay. Return, the win ratio. This is very important. Remember, I could, and there's a guy, I forget who said it. I think it was Peter Lynch that said, and I quote, "You could be a complete imbecile in trading and don't know what the beep you're doing. But if your position sizing and having a ratio of more than 40%, you could do a killing in this market." Okay. Right. Okay. And I end the quote. Okay. Loss percentage. You can have it right here. Accumulated return, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm not showing you this to impress you. That's not my purpose here. I want to impress upon you. So, because this is doable, I want you to do this. Okay. I want you to do this. Take a look at this. Biggest profit. This is year to date, January till now, year to date. And we're going to have many more webinars where, you know, usually at the end of the year, I do show all my traders, you know, my stats. This is the biggest profit. This is the biggest loser. So the purpose is here to have big wins, small wins, break-even trades, and really small losses. Here we go, right? See the difference? This is exactly what you need to do. This is on the swing side. And last year we had a killer, freaking killer trade. FedEx reported earnings last year. Okay. It was at the end of September and plummeted. All we have to do is wait for the right strategy to implement. Okay. What do we have here? Doji. This is a pattern that literally, if anybody's like brain dead and just sees that cross, you just go bullish above. Period. You put your stop below the low and let it go into the into resistance spots. Entry 153 right here. This is the entry candle. The stop goes below this low. Target 123 are determined all the way into the 175, and all last target is into the 10 EMA, which is an inflection point calculated by different time frames and multi-time frame alignment. So that is the 180. The risk for this trade is going to be $11.50. The reward is going to be $21, approximately 2R. Is it worth taking the trade? The risk, obviously, $500. For my trade, I took 434 shares. See, I'm not hitting it with 2,000 shares because I would blow up my account, right? Oh, but look at this, guys. Oh my gosh. Remember, my first target was 80, but no, it went much further, higher. right? So it tripled in size, right? Not only tripled, but it quadrupled in size, okay? All right. So if you guys are interested in trading with me, I don't have much time left, but I do run a program. It's called the Stock Swing Trader Program. If you're just into trading stocks, you can check it out on our website. You know, we send out a newsletter on Monday night with a video, with the market analysis, the stock that we're watching. And we have a private Twitter feed where we show you exactly what you need to do and how you need to trail it. We provide you with all that information. If you're saying that, hey, you know what? I just want to day trade with you. I just love to day trade with you. And if you have a couple hours from 9 o'clock to about 11:30, you can definitely, you know, start day trading with me. I call all the shots in there. So I call the trades, I do the market analysis around 9:50 to 9:20 as we're getting closer to the open. And then all I have to do is wait until I call a trade. There are a lot of members in there. And by the way, I told you about my gold trade in 2020. We have one trader, Goldilocks is her name, officially starting today. She actually called the trade in the trading room at 1996. She's also a student. So if you want to take your trading further and learn how it's done, not only learn position sizing and money management, but learn how to trade A to Z, everything that you need to know and need to do is in one package. And we do have packages for swing trading. We have packages for day trading. This is one of the most popular ones for day trading futures because people love income, okay? Who doesn't like instant gratification, right? So if you're in, this may not be for everybody, but if you want to learn how it's done, by the way, with this course, you can apply it to day trading stocks 100%. So it's not only for futures, you can apply it to day trading stocks as well. And this is called Power Income. Why? Because I deliver power income every single day in the trading room. I deliver the education that backs all the trades. So all the trades that I take, you're going to learn how to do it in this course. It teaches you everything from A to Z. So you get 3 months of trading maxes and the offer expires this Saturday. And basically that's $1,000 off and one personal mentoring session that I can customize the training plan for you. We should even provide you a trading plan with this course and with the swing trade course as well. And the value of that is $5,000. So grab it. If you're in to say, hey, I want to change what I'm doing. I want to know what the heck I want to, you know, fast track my trading and start earning. This is the course for you. If not, you can join my trading room. If you think that you have the proper knowledge and everything, join my trading room or join my swing trading program. So